Father, we're here again this morning in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ, Lord, and we're here to give you glory and thanks and praise. We're here to lift your name up, Lord, and to honor you. We ask, Lord, that you would just come and meet with us. Lord, we are hungry and we need things from you, Lord. We need correction, we need encouragement and strength. Maybe we need healing in our bodies or in our minds. But it doesn't matter what it is, Lord. We just are needy people, and we want to be here this morning not to be seen of men, but to be able to worship you, Lord. So we ask you to come, meet with us again in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Colossians 3:15-17 says, "Let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also ye are called in one body, and be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord, that whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him." And Brother Branham said, "We're not singing so somebody hears you here. We're singing it so he hears us in the Spirit. We're trying to find favor with him now and worship him and him come to us." All right, let's sing. Amen. Let's sing "We Only Believe." We can even sing the verses, maybe. Number one. "Fear not, little flock, from the cross to the want His will in all that we do, all that we say, every day.
Amen.
Amen. Quite a few prayer requests up here this morning. I just want to greet those who are online real quickly here. Field family, Sister Debbie, Janelle, Daniel, Virginia, and Hope, Fabio, Myra, and Miley, Sister Diane Warren, Brother Bob Nowak, and Brother Tom DeFederico. God bless each one of you. It's good to have you, even if you can't be with us here in person. Speaking of that, I think we're coming up maybe the end of May where we can have normal services again, so just keep your eyes out for an email about that. I don't know the details if we're allowed to do everything the way we did before, but we'll look that up for sure and let you guys know, and hopefully we'll be able to all be together again soon.
Amen.
I heard this morning that my Uncle Jim, the one with the tumor in his colon, was going home today. So just thanking the Lord there. I know that the updates for Joel have been good. It seems like he's slowly getting stronger, so just thanking the Lord for that. Brother Paul is asking that we continue to pray for him as he continues to recover. So we'll just keep doing that. Also, prayer for traveling mercies, because Brother Paul is going to be doing some long-distance driving, it looks like. So, just flying? Okay. Either way, that could be maybe just as treacherous. So, just pray that the Lord be with you and bless you as you go, and come, and that you'd be a blessing to those that you're around, too. Amen. Brother Peter here looks like has a couple requests. Pray for my coworker, David. He asked for prayer for an autoimmune issue as well as stomach issues he's experiencing. Amen. And then Seth will be traveling alone to Tennessee on Thursday. So just ask that the Lord bless him and be with him. Also for Sister Miriam in Argentina. She's having some health issues, I think. So lift her up. Also the brothers and sisters in Argentina with their economic situation. They're in phase one COVID, which I assume would be like the lockdown worst of the worst kind of thing. So we'll continue to lift them up as well. One more thing, we'll have Brother Jason ministering for us today, I think, and maybe next week as well. So we'll have the offering basket in the back if you'd like to give. That's where that's going to be going to. Amen. Lots and lots of things. Let's see. Somebody want to lead us in prayer this morning? Stephen, would you be willing to lead us in prayer? You can bring Isaac up here. He'll be good.
Hey, amen. Let's bow our heads this morning. Heavenly Father, we're so grateful and thankful to be here, Lord, with the saints of God, the family, Lord, and seated in heavenly places, Father, with you to worship you, Lord, to empty up our hearts, Lord, that are filled with praise for you, Lord, and rejoicing, Lord, that we're about to be filled up, Lord, with more of you, Lord, to come up higher, Lord, and deeper in the love of Jesus for each other, for you, Lord, and with greater awareness, Father, of who you are and what you want for us. We thank you, Father, for that, Lord. There's so many prayer burdens this morning, Father, because we're a needy people. Praise God. We thank you, Father, for that, Lord. And I didn't hear all the requests, Father, but I pray that you'd meet each need, Father. Lord, you, the Spirit that's the discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart, Lord, you know the needs, Lord, that we have that we don't even know, Lord. So we thank you, Father, that you are quick and sharp, Lord, able to go in, Lord, and to understand our hearts, Father, and to divide us, Father, from the things of the flesh, Father, and bring us into the Spirit, Lord, in our lives, as well as to deliver us, Father, and to heal us, Lord, and to provide, Father, for what we need. We thank you, Father. Bless each one this morning, Father. We pray for those online as well, Lord, and we pray for Uncle Paul, Lord, in his travels, Lord, south, Lord, this week, Lord, that you be with him, you bless him, Father. All that he does, Lord, that you'd give him a divine appointment on the plane, Lord, that you would just help him everything to just go smoothly, Father, if there's any flight changes as far as plane changes or anything, Father, just pray that you would just protect his flight path as well. Thank you, Father, for him, and bless his time, Lord, and his fellowship down there in the South, Father. We just commit the service in your hands, Father. And just, Lord, may your liberty be here, Father, and may we have freedom, Father, to praise you, Lord, the way that you deserve and the way that we really want to in our hearts. In Jesus Christ's name, I pray, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Amen. Let's turn in the Only Believe books to number 52, He Brought Me Out. I think we could do this in B flat.
My heart was distressed neath Jehovah's red crown, and lo, in the pit where my sins dragged me down, I cried to the Lord from the deep miry clay. Who tempted
And sing that song we've been learning called Wings of Faith. There are two roads you may take, one by sight and one by faith. Take the word of God. Set your wings.
so good to us, Lord. Thank you. Father, we just come to you, Lord, and we're
venimos
so
a ti, Padre, Señor,
grateful for your goodness and your mercy to us. Lord, how you've come to us
como vienes a nosotros,
by the blood of Jesus Christ. You changed our life.
Que cambió nuestra vida.
You've given us peace, joy,
paz, gozo,
love,
amor,
rest,
descanso.
Lord, patience through suffering.
A través de sufrimiento, Padre.
All these blessings
born
in our lives.
Derramadas en nuestras vidas.
Lord, we pray
Señor,
that you would just reach out your
oramos,
hand.
Que tú nos alcances,
that you would move
que tú te
amongst
muevas,
us in a mighty way.
Entre nosotros en una forma toda poderosa.
Set our hearts on fire for the word of God.
Nuestros corazones en fuego por tu palabra.
May we not walk through life like that Laodicean church, lukewarm.
Que no caminemos a través de esta vida como esta iglesia Laodicea.
Thinking we have
tibia,
all we need.
Pensando que tenemos todo lo que necesitamos.
And that we're rich, that we're increased with goods.
Ricos y llenos de cosas.
We're well blessed and fed.
Bien bendecidos y alimentados.
But apart from the word of God.
Pero separados de la palabra de Dios.
What a dangerous position to be in.
Qué posición tan peligrosa para encontrarse.
Lord, let us
Señor,
be of those overcomers who are
ser
hot.
Nuestros vencedores.
Not lukewarm.
No tibios.
Not cold.
No fríos.
Lord, if one would be cold here today.
Si uno estuviera frío aquí hoy.
You said in your word, I would rather you would be cold or hot.
Dices tu palabra que tú preferías que fuéramos calientes o fríos.
Because if you admit I'm cold,
porque tú lo encuentras en una forma fría.
That's an honest heart.
Ese es un corazón honesto.
God can work with that.
Dios puede trabajar con eso.
With an honest, sincere heart.
Un corazón honesto y sincero.
But a hypocrite, a liar.
Pero un hipócrita, un mentiroso.
God can't.
Dios,
God can't work with that.
No puede trabajar con eso.
So if you're cold or even lukewarm and realize
si eres
you are
frío o tibio y tú lo realizas en tu corazón.
Father, I pray that the Spirit of God would just come to them.
Padre, oro que el Espíritu de Dios venga sobre ellos.
Light their souls on fire.
Que prenda sus corazones en fuego.
Lord, I don't want to see anyone going through that purging of the tribulation period.
Ninguno mirar que pasa a través de ese purgatorio.
Lord,
esa limpieza de
awful time.
Ese tiempo terrible.
Hell released on earth.
El infierno suelto aquí en la tierra.
Why would we choose that?
¿Por qué escogeríamos eso?
When there's right, even right now, an opportunity.
Ahí, ahorita mismo hay una oportunidad.
To bow our knee and repent.
Para inclinar nuestras rodillas y arrepentirnos.
And get filled with the Holy Ghost.
Y ser lleno con el Espíritu Santo.
And be made ready for the rapture.
Y estar listo para el rapto.
The catching away. Out of this purging that will take place.
Siendo arrebatados que de esta que va a tomar lugar fuera de este lugar para salir.
The Father is offering still.
La oferta sí.
Come and be purged by the blood
viniendo
of Jesus Christ.
Y ser comprado por la sangre del Señor Jesucristo.
Through that living manifested word of this hour.
A través de esa manifestada palabra de esta hora.
Lord, we ask
Señor,
for your anointing.
Pedimos tu ungimiento.
This morning.
Esta mañana.
Not just on the preacher and the translator.
No tan solo en el predicador y en el traductor.
But we ask that your Holy Spirit would raise up within your believers.
Santo se levante en todo creyente.
And that you through them would draw things out of your word.
Sacarás cosas fuera de tu palabra.
That would meet the needs.
Que suplirá las necesidades.
Those here under the sound of my voice.
De aquí, bajo el sonido de mi voz,
and those listening in on the
aquí,
stream.
Y aquellos que están escuchando en línea.
We ask that you would be glorified.
Pedimos que tú seas glorificado.
In Jesus' name.
En el nombre de Jesús.
Amen.
Amen.
You can be seated.
Se pueden sentar.
It's good to be back with everyone.
Es bueno estar de regreso con todos.
To be back in Minnesota.
De regreso aquí en Minnesota.
Miss you all and miss Minnesota. Desperately.
Desesperadamente.
But we're thankful at the same time we know the Lord called us to South Carolina.
Nos llamó al sur de Carolina.
Fulfilling his purpose there.
Cumpliendo su propósito ahí.
Just want to announce to everyone.
Anunciar que cada uno.
June 11th, 12th, and 13th. There is youth meetings in South Carolina at our church there,
in Beaufort. Iglesia ahí en el sur de Carolina.
Everyone's welcome. There's
todos están bienvenidos.
No age restraints.
I'd
love to see you. Any, all of you come.
Mirarlos a todos que ustedes vengan.
And I think there's 135
135
registered so far.
Ya registrados hasta este momento.
I think it's creo que maybe next Wednesday.
Tal vez el próximo miércoles.
That they're closing down the
están cerrando
registration.
La registración.
26, I believe. So
el 26,
probably not next
creo.
Wednesday. Maybe it is
creo
Wednesday.
Creo que es miércoles.
I don't know.
No lo sé.
Whatever the 26th is.
Lo que quiera que sea que el 26 es.
So love to have you all come.
Amo tenerlos a todos.
Putting
ustedes.
Pressure on you young people back
pues
there.
Pongo la presión en la gente okay. joven allá atrás.
Also just wanted to give you a little missions update.
Quiero darles un adelanto en cuanto a las misiones, información.
It's still going on as much as we can.
Está continuando tanto como podemos.
Turkey is still
Turquía
on lockdown.
Todavía está encerrados ahí.
So people really can't go out.
La gente realmente no puede
salir. After they're done with their work.
Después de que terminan de su trabajo.
If they have work, most of them
si es
don't
que
have
tienen
work.
Trabajo, refugees la there. Mayoría no lo tienen, los refugiados ahí.
And Egypt, it's
y Egipto,
a little more open, but
un poquito más abierto.
Still facing a lot of difficulties. So
también están enfrentando muchas dificultades. Donde
working on translations with both of them.
En traducción con los dos de ellos.
And continuing on.
Continuando so, en,
however
en
we can.
Como quiera que sea que podamos.
From this side of the pond.
De este lado de este, so. Del lago.
Man, I felt led this morning
to
speak on the priesthood of all believers.
Hablando acerca del sacerdocio de todos los creyentes.
And so
y entonces,
we'll start with the scripture, Exodus 28, verse 1.
Escritura, Exodus 28, versículo 1.
You can read that, you can stand with me.
Leemos eso, si se pararían conmigo. Exodus.
28, verse 1. And take thou unto thee Aaron thy brother, and his sons with him from among the children of Israel, that he may minister unto me in the priest's office, even Aaron, Nadab, and Abihu, Eleazar, and Ithamar, Aaron's sons.
Harás llegar delante de ti Aarón, tus hermanos y sus hijos consigo de entre los hijos de Israel, para que sean mis sacerdotes, Aarón, Anabat, Abihu, Eleazar, Ahimar, hijos de Aarón.
Amen. You can be seated.
Se pueden sentar.
So the word that says priest's office there is kahan.
So la palabra sacerdocio ahí es kahan.
And it means to mediate in religious offerings.
Quiere decir ser intermediado en una oficina so de sacerdocio.
The priest's office is a mediatorship office.
Es una mediador, una oficina de mediador.
Under the old covenant, there was three
bajo
divisions of priests.
El viejo pacto había tres divisiones.
There was high priests,
había el sacerdote,
high priest,
supremo sacerdote,
priests,
el sacerdote,
and Levites.
Y los levitas.
The high priests and the priests were the ones that offered the sacrifices.
Los dos primeros eran los que ofrecían los sacrificios.
And they all came from the family of Aaron.
Y todo vino de salió de la familia de Aarón.
The Levites,
los levitas,
they were the ones that cared for sacred things.
Ellos eran los que cuidaban las cosas sagradas.
And also many times teachers came from the any of the tribes within Levi.
Salían de las tribus de los levitas.
The function of priests was obviously to offer sacrifices.
La función de los sacerdotes eran dos,
to teach
sacrificios y
and
enseñar,
to judge in scriptural matters.
Y juzgar en cosas de escriturales.
And it, you know, you by the time you get to
a la hora en que ustedes llegan a
the birth of Christ,
el nacimiento de Cristo,
they had many parties and sects and hierarchies developed within the priesthood.
Desarrolladas dentro del mismo sacerdocio.
And it was just a highly organized
era muy, altamente un sistema organizado a ese tiempo.
So again, only the high priest and priests offered sacrifices.
El supremo sacerdote y el sacerdote ofrecían esto.
Hebrews 5, verse 1.
Hebreos 5, 1.
For every high priest taken from among men is ordained for men in things pertaining to God, that he may offer both gifts and sacrifices for sins.
Porque cada supremo sacerdote tomado de entre los hermanos es ordenado por el hombre en cosas acerca de Dios, que ellos tal vez ofrezcan dos a los dones y sacrificios por los pecados.
So the high priest is ordained,
el supremo sacerdote está ordenado
by men
por el hombre
to minister on behalf
of men. Para ministrar en beneficio de hombre.
In the things that
en las cosas que
pertain to God.
Son acerca de Dios.
So they're operating, the high priest is the mediator.
So el operador, el supremo sacerdote, es el mediador.
On the day of atonement.
en el tiempo del sacrificio.
The high priest went into the Holy of Holies, and all the sins of the people were brought upon him.
Eran traídos sobre de él.
I should say all the sins of ignorance were brought upon him,
digo,
and he was to bring them
ignorantes, los traídos,
in,
y era, tenía que traerlos,
make the sacrifice,
y hacer el sacrificio,
and walk out with
y
forgiveness for the people if he
con
stays
perdón para la gente,
alive.
Para que se pudieran mantenerse vivos.
Hebrews 3:1. Wherefore, holy
que,
brethren,
hermanos,
partakers of the heavenly calling,
participantes,
consider the apostle and high priest of our profession, Christ Jesus.
De llamado divino, consideren al apóstol y supremo sacerdote de nuestra profesión, Cristo Jesús. Entonces,
the new covenant,
el nuevo pacto,
we have one high priest.
Tenemos un supremo sacerdote.
We have one high priest and we have one mediator.
Un supremo sacerdote y un mediador.
1 Peter 2:9.
Primera de Pedro 2:9.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light.
Mas vosotros sois linaje escogido, real sacerdocio, nación santa, pueblo adquirido por Dios para que anunciéis las virtudes de aquel que os llamó de las tinieblas a su luz admirable.
So every believer is called to be a priest.
Cada creyente es llamado a ser.
But not just
a
priest, a royal.
Pero no tan solo un sacerdote
priest.
Real.
Kings,
reyes,
and priests.
Y sacerdotes.
So we only have one high priest.
Solamente tenemos un supremo sacerdote.
We only have one mediator.
Solamente tenemos un mediador.
That's 1 Timothy 2:5.
Ese es 1 Timoteo.
There's one mediator between God and man, the man Christ
entre
Jesus.
Hombre Dios y ese hombre Cristo Jesús.
We're not mediators.
No somos mediadores.
Only Christ is
solo
the mediator.
Cristo es el mediador
of the new covenant.
Del nuevo pacto.
And that high priest offered himself.
Y ese,
as a sacrifice
como
for
un
our
sacrificio
sins.
Por nuestros pecados.
He gave himself as a ransom for all.
Como recompensa por todos.
So we're a royal priesthood.
Somos un sacerdocio real.
Well,
bueno,
think about that for a second. Who,
usted acerca
what order of priesthood is Christ from?
Orden de Cristo, ¿qué orden de sacerdocio es Cristo?
Well, we'll get there. We'll get there. Just planting a thought in your mind.
No, me estoy plantando este pensamiento en la mente de usted.
2 Corinthians 5:18.
Segunda de Corintios 5:18.
And all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and has given to us the ministry of reconciliation.
Y todo esto proviene de Dios, que nos reconcilió consigo mismo por Cristo, y nos dio el ministerio de la reconciliación.
To wit, that God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation.
Que Dios estaba en Cristo reconciliando consigo al mundo, no tomándoles en cuenta a los hombres sus pecados, y nos encargó a nosotros la palabra de la reconciliación.
Now then we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us, we pray you in Christ's stead be reconciled to God.
Así que somos embajadores en nombre de Cristo, como si Dios rogase por medio de nosotros. Os rogamos en nombre de Cristo y reconciliaos con Dios.
This is the ministry of
este es el
all believers.
De todos.
We are not the ones that do the reconciling.
No somos los que hacemos la reconciliación.
We don't perform the acts.
No hacemos
that bring forth reconciliation.
Para traer reconciliación.
That's already been accomplished.
Eso ya
that's finished.
Hecho, está acabado.
Doesn't continue on.
No continúa.
It's a finished work.
Es un trabajo terminado.
But we have a ministry.
Pero tenemos un ministerio.
To what is the ministry?
¿Cuál
the
es el
ministry
ministerio?
Of
el ministerio de
reconciliation.
Reconciliación.
In other words, we're declaring a finished
declarando
work at Calvary,
una obra acabada,
that the people just get it applied to them,
que la gente tiene que aplicar a ellos,
by the baptism of the Holy Ghost.
A través del bautismo del Espíritu Santo.
It's the token.
Es la señal.
The life is in the blood.
La vida está en la sangre, ¿correcto?
It's received by faith.
Es recibida por fe.
Right? It's not by our works, but
no es por obras.
It's not even our work of faith.
Y no es tan, ni tampoco es nuestra obra de
it's
fe.
His grace.
Es su gracia.
which brings the gift of faith into our lives.
El don de fe hacia nuestras vidas.
Because forgiveness and justification,
perdón, justificación,
glorification, it's all past tense.
Todo es tiempo pasado.
It's all finished at
todo
Calvary.
Está acabado, está cubierto.
And then it's applied to us.
Y es aplicado a nosotros.
When?
¿Cuándo?
When we get the token.
Cuando recibamos la señal.
When we have the life that's
cuando
in the blood
la vida que está
applied
en la sangre,
to us,
aplicada a nosotros,
the baptism of the Holy
el
Ghost.
Bautismo del Espíritu Santo.
So,
entonces,
you're an ambassador.
Usted es un embajador.
You don't have your own word to declare. Your
usted
own
no
word
tiene su
to declare.
Palabra para declarar.
You declare what's already
usted declara
been
lo
done.
Que ya ha sido
He's
hecho.
Committed to us
él está
the word
nos ha dado a nosotros la palabra
of reconciliation.
De reconciliación.
So we're speaking
estamos hablando
what he's already accomplished.
Lo que él ya hizo.
And then those who've y already been washed
aquellos que ya han sido lavados,
because the Lamb was slain before the foundation
porque
of the world.
El cordero fue sacrificado antes de la fundación
for the people whose names were
para
written
la gente, lo cual
on that book of life before the world was ever created.
Antes aún de que el mundo fuera creado.
He didn't just die on the cross and say, I sure hope somebody believes.
Oh, espero, es que tengo la esperanza de que alguien
he was
crea,
sent
no.
to the cross for a specific to shed his blood
cruz,
for the elect that was on that book before the foundation of the world
antes de la fundación del mundo.
Were a part of his life for all eternity.
De su vida por toda eternidad.
There's only one form of eternal
solo
life.
Una sola forma de vida
you don't
eterna.
Get it
usted no la
when you get the baptism of the Holy Ghost.
Cuando recibe el bautismo del Espíritu Santo.
You always had it.
Usted ya la tenía.
There's a gene of life
había un gene de vida
in your soul.
En el alma de usted.
And you have the capability
usted
to hear.
La capacidad de escuchar.
There's a finished work. You can hear and you say, oh, amen.
Puede decir, oh, amen.
And then the Holy Ghost comes
el Espíritu
to you.
Santo viene a usted.
Without the Holy Ghost,
sin el Espíritu Santo,
you really don't have the blood applied.
Usted realmente no tiene usted la sangre
you have to receive
tiene que recibir
the Holy Spirit.
El Espíritu Santo.
Then you have access
entonces,
to all the promises of God.
A todo.
So we're all ambassadors for Christ.
Somos todos embajadores de Cristo.
So over time,
sobre, en tiempo,
you know, let's look back at church history.
Vamos a mirar hacia atrás, a la historia
over
de
time, the church began to separate the laity from the officers of the church.
Sobre tiempo, la iglesia empezó a separar los laicos.
They formed and created a religious class.
Y crearon clases religiosas.
And they began to be referred to as priests.
Y empezaron a ser referidos a ellos como sacerdotes.
They're all priests
ellos
and had different positions.
Tienen diferentes posiciones.
In the hierarchy of the church.
En una alta jerarquía de la iglesia.
They became monks. They became.
Llegaron a ser monjes.
Local priests over a church.
Sacerdotes locales.
They became bishops, archbishops, cardinals.
Obispos, arzobispos, cardenales. Papas,
all these different things raised up in this hierarchy.
Se levantaron en esta jerarquía.
So this meant the only the priestly class had authority to read and understand
la
the scripture.
Tenían el poder y podían
the laity
la escritura.
Not allowed to have the Bible
no estaba permitido tener una Biblia
because of the
porque,
damage it could do to them. That's what
porque
was said.
El daño que les podía causar a ellos, eso es lo que ellos dicen.
It also meant forgiveness of sins
también
had to be mediated
perdón
through them
de pecados
to the laity.
Ellos, los mediadores a través de ellos.
And you think I'm just talking about history.
¿Qué tan solo estoy hablando yo de historia?
Some of you grew up in the message.
Algunos de ustedes crecieron en
where the same program is in place.
Programa estaba en lugar.
You have to come
usted
to
tenía que venir
salvation
a salvación
through the anointed pastor.
A través del pastor ungido.
And it doesn't matter if the pastor is a rotten scoundrel.
Y no importaba si el pastor
just stay
era
with
una
your pastor
incorrecta.
And God will save you.
Si usted obedecía usted a su pastor y Dios lo iba a salvar.
It's the same program, same spirit.
Es el mismo programa, el mismo espíritu.
What is it? It's the
¿qué es?
It's the four horse riders.
Son
the four
los
stages
cuatro, etapas de los cabalgantes.
Of deception upon the church.
Un engaño sobre la iglesia.
It starts out with a white horse rider.
Empieza con un cabalgante del caballo blanco.
An antichrist spirit.
Un
that was
anticristo.
So close even then.
Estaba tan cerca
that Brother Branham in his own mind was confused.
En su propia mente él estaba confundido.
When he went into the study.
Cuando él entró al estudio.
When the angel of the Lord came to him on the first seal.
Cuando el Señor vino a él en el primer sello.
He thought in his mind, oh.
Él pensó en su mente, oh.
This is Christ.
Este es Cristo.
He said, if the Lord didn't come to me,
si el Señor
wasn't
no
gracious to be that way,
conmigo,
I would have got it completely wrong.
Yo lo hubiera agarrado totalmente incorrecto.
So that Antichrist spirit,
ese Cristo anticristo,
which went forth,
salió,
so close,
tan cerca,
seemed so right,
pues se parecía tan correcto,
but it was riding,
pero estaba cabalgando,
in the early church, bringing a deception, separating the classes.
En esta iglesia, trayendo separación.
It was a Nicolaitan spirit.
Era un espíritu nicolaita.
To conquer
para vencer
the laity.
El laico.
To say we have a special class of.
Para decir, tenemos una clase especial de,
put it in message terminology, fivefold ministry.
Poniéndolo en una terminología.
And you get access to God and the Word of God
múltiples, cinco.
Only through
solo
the fivefold ministry.
A través del quinto ministerio.
All right.
¿Está bien?
This is reading from the Gospel Coalition website.
Esto es leyendo aquí.
The medieval church taught that God works exclusively through a select class of priests.
La iglesia medieval enseñó que Dios trabaja exclusivamente a través de una clase selecta de sacerdotes.
As they administered the seven sacraments of the church.
Conforme ellos administraban los siete sacramentos de la iglesia.
Baptism, the Eucharist,
la Eucaristía,
confirmation,
confirmación,
penance,
pena,
extreme unction,
una unción extrema,
marriage and holy
matrimonio
orders,
y órdenes santas.
Protestants, on the other hand, believe that all people in the church are priests.
Protestantes, en la otra mano, creían que toda la gente en la iglesia era
or in the language of the 16th century reformer Martin Luther, the priesthood of all believers.
O en el lenguaje del siglo 16 reformador Martín Lutero, el sacerdocio de todos los creyentes.
What are the differences between these two views?
¿Cuál es la diferencia entre estas dos vistas?
In short, the medieval view rests on the teaching of the church tradition.
Vistas de la medieval descansan en la enseñanza de la iglesia tradición.
Whereas the Protestant view grows out of scripture.
Donde los protestantes, la vista protestante crece afuera de la escritura.
Medieval Christians believed the church was a part of a celestial hierarchy.
Los cristianos medievales creían que la iglesia era parte de una jerarquía celestial.
Where everything in the heavens and earth had its place in a great chain of being.
Donde todo en el cielo y en la tierra tenía su lugar en una gran cadena del ser.
The great chain begins with God, archangels, angels.
La gran cadena comenzaba con Dios, entonces arcángeles y ángeles.
This heavenly hierarchy finds its earthly parallel through the sacraments.
Esta jerarquía celestial encuentra su paralela terrenalmente a través de los sacramentos.
Those who are inspired by God to comprehend them.
Aquellos los cuales inspirados por Dios para entender o comprender.
And those initiated by them.
Y aquellos iniciados por ellos.
God passes his knowledge and grace down the chain to the angels.
Dios pasa su conocimiento y su gracia a través de la cadena de los ángeles.
Who in turn invest this information in the sacraments.
Los cuales estos invierten en los esta información en los sacramentos.
And those who administer the sacraments.
Y aquellos los cuales administran los sacramentos.
Priests.
Sacerdotes.
Who then give them to the laity.
Quienes entonces ellos se los dan a los laicos.
Salvation chiefly comes through the sacraments and the priests who administer them.
Salvación principal viene a través de los sacramentos y de los sacerdotes, lo cual administras.
And the priests are a unique class of individual who have been gifted by God to contemplate the things of God.
Y los sacerdotes son una clase única de individual, los cuales han sido dotados por Dios para contemplar las cosas de Dios.
They are of a higher order than ordinary people who have no capacity for such sublime truth.
Ellos son una orden más alta que la gente ordinaria, que no tenían capacidad para tal sublime verdad.
This view of a hierarchy prevailed in the church through the Middle Ages until the 16th century Protestant Reformation.
Esta vista de jerarquía prevaleció a través de la iglesia en las edades medianas hasta el siglo XVI de la Reformación Protestante.
Luther challenged this prevailing notion because he rejected the church's claims.
Lutero retó estas moción prevaleciendo porque él rechazó los reclamos de la iglesia.
He believed the church rested its idea of the unique priestly class on tradition rather than the authority of scripture.
Él creía que la iglesia descansaba su idea en la única clase de sacerdote en tradición más que en la autoridad de la escritura.
Luther instead believed that offering the sacrifice of the mass did not make one a priest.
Lutero, en lugar, creía que la ofrenda de sacrificio de la de la iglesia no hizo un sacerdote, mas hizo tener fe en Cristo.
But rather, anyone who had faith in Christ, our great high priest, was indeed a priest of God.
Nuestro gran supremo sacerdote was, de hecho, un sacerdote de Dios.
All right, I'm going to finish there. Okay. So why am I reading that?
¿Por qué estoy leyendo eso?
All of you say, wow, that's crazy.
Todos dicen, no, eso es de locura.
That's nonsense.
Cosa sin sentido.
Well, bueno, it is nonsense.
Bueno,
but you're seeing that in the form of the black horse rider.
Como usted puede mirar una forma del jinete, right? Del caballo negro, ¿correcto?
It's real easy to recognize the black horse rider as a
blessed believer. Es muy fácil reconocer al caballo negro, al sacerdote de ellos.
But that started at a seed.
Pero eso comenzó en una semilla.
That started at something that was
eso comenzó algo en
white,
que era blanco,
innocent, with a bow.
En un sentido.
But no arrows.
Con un arco, pero sin flecha.
In other words, it had no power.
En otras palabras, no tenía poder.
This spirit, Antichrist spirit.
Este espíritu de anticristo.
What did it do?
¿Qué hizo?
It actually stole the power of God out of the church.
Robó el poder de Dios fuera de la iglesia.
Robbed the church from its power.
Robó a la iglesia de su poder.
And it put.
Y puso.
A division.
Una división.
And the people, all they have to do is like robots,
es como robots.
Follow what the priestly order said to do.
Obedecer lo que el sacerdote decía.
And if you questioned it,
y si usted hacía preguntas acerca
de ello, learned to read.
Aún aprender a leer.
They say you're a witch.
Le decían que usted era una bruja.
And condemn you at a stake.
To burn at the stake. Y lo condenaban a quemarlo vivo.
So you see, that's
that's
the red and the black horse rider.
Ese es
right?
El jinete del caballo negro.
But again,
pero una vez más,
it starts exactly right. In a seed form.
Comienza en una forma semilla.
And Satan didn't stop working.
No paró de trabajar.
In 1963, when the seals were opened.
En 1963, cuando los sellos fueron abiertos.
And Satan didn't stop attacking. The place where God was manifesting his word.
Donde Dios estaba manifestando su palabra.
There was a restoration back to the original faith. Right?
De regreso a la fe original.
So how do you think Satan's going to work?
¿Cómo piensa usted que Satanás va a trabajar?
We're restored back to Paul's message.
Para restaurar hacia atrás el mensaje de Pablo.
How did Satan send the black horse rider against Paul's message?
¿Cómo él pudo enviar el jinete?
No, they'd laughed at him.
A Pablo, no, ellos se rieron acerca de ello.
The red horse rider, no.
El caballo rojo,
they'd
el
laughed at
caballo
him.
Rojo,
just like you're laughing at it now.
Así como ustedes están riendo ahorita.
They sent the white horse rider.
Oh, ustedes el jinete del caballo blanco.
It's so close.
Está tan cerca, no.
To the real thing.
A la cosa real.
That the people couldn't many times recognize
it. La gente muchas veces no podía reconocerlo.
And it caused that separation.
Causó esa separación.
Obey the church.
Obedece al iglesia.
Obey the preacher.
Obedece al pastor.
Then you can experience
y
salvation.
Entonces tú puedes experimentar salvación.
Okay, young people, también. You're still like, well, I
la
grew up in
jóvenes,
with Don
claro.
Hoffman as my pastor.
Oh, fulano de tal es mi
he
pastor.
He hates that stuff as much as he as anybody
esa
in the world.
Cosa tanto como
okay, that's bien. Fine, but
eso
don't be
bien.
Ignorant.
Pero no sea usted ignorante.
Don't remain ignorant.
No,
you might not always be here.
No todo el tiempo.
You might be somewhere else.
Usted tal vez esté en otro lugar.
And each of us as individual believers,
como creyentes,
we have to have spiritual discernment.
Discernimiento espiritual.
It's not just for your pastor to have spiritual discernment.
Y no es tan solo para su pastor.
You can be easily deceived if your pastor is your spiritual
engañado.
Discernment. Even you wouldn't understand what your pastor is talking about if you approach it that way.
Su pastor está hablando acerca de.
It's for you.
Es para usted.
To read and grow and understand.
Y entender.
The revelation of his word does not come through a priestly order.
No viene a través de un orden.
It doesn't come second hand.
No viene de segunda mano.
Does God use the fivefold ministry? Absolutely.
Dios usa el quinto ministerio. Absolutamente.
Does he use people outside of the fivefold ministry?
Usa
absolutely.
Dios,
does he use
sí.
Sisters?
Hermanas?
Does he sometimes use our children?
Porque algunas yeah. veces a nuestros hijos.
Absolutely.
Absolutamente.
The Spirit of God
el Espíritu de
has
Dios
to come to you
tiene que venir
directly
a usted, directamente
and personally.
En persona.
And if you don't have that experience,
y si usted no tiene esa experiencia,
you're open to any spirit
usted está abierto a cualquier
to deceive you anywhere.
Que lo pueda engañar de
you
cualquier
must
manera. Usted tiene que
be born again. by the baptism of the Holy Ghost.
Ser nacido una vez más.
Otherwise, you're open to the white horse, Antichrist spirit,
hacia el caballo, al jinete
to deceive you in every direction.
Para engañarlo usted en cualquier dirección.
What is our solution to everything?
¿Qué es nuestra solución para todo?
Christ,
Cristo,
in you,
en usted,
the hope of glory,
la esperanza de gloria.
Parents, we nag our children about many things.
Padres, muchas veces.
Let's make our first and foremost priority.
Vamos a ser nuestra prioridad.
The Holy Ghost.
El Espíritu
Santo. An experience
Santo.
With God.
Una experiencia
because
con Dios.
It doesn't really matter.
Porque no importa.
Once they have that, it doesn't
una
really
vez que
matter
tiene eso, no importa.
What happens next.
¿Qué pasa?
Because it's up to him. Now he has a vessel
ahora
in his
tiene
hand
el vaso en su mano
to lead and guide and control
para
and direct.
Guiar, controlar.
That doesn't mean we don't need teaching. That doesn't mean we don't need to grow.
No, no necesitamos
enseñanza. I need to be taught.
Sí.
I need to grow.
Necesito crecer.
All of us need to learn and grow.
Necesitamos aprender y crecer.
Receiving the Holy Ghost is not the end, though. We realize it's the beginning
nos damos cuenta que es
of a walk. You're just a baby when you receive the Holy Ghost. Now you have to grow.
Usted recibe el Espíritu Santo.
Grow and grow and grow and grow.
Y crecer.
And y never stop growing.
Nunca pare de crecer.
Revelation 5:8.
Revelación 5:8.
And when he had taken the book, the four beasts and 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, having every one of them harps and golden vials full of odors, which are the prayers of saints.
Y cuando hubo tomado el libro, los cuatro seres vivientes y los 24 ancianos se postraron delante del Cordero. Todos tenían arpas y copas de oro llenas de incienso, que son las oraciones de los santos.
And they sung a new song, saying, Thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof, for thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation.
Y cantaban un nuevo cántico diciendo, Digno eres de tomar el libro, de abrir sus sellos, porque tú fuiste inmolado con tu sangre, nos has redimido para Dios de todo linaje y lengua y pueblo y nación.
And hast made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth.
Y nos has hecho para nuestro Dios reyes y sacerdotes, y reinaremos sobre la tierra.
So we already are kings and priests.
Reyes y sacerdotes.
Hast made us kings
nos
and priests.
Nos ha hecho reyes
so
y sacerdotes.
So we have that
tenemos
place, position
lugar
of authority.
De posición de autoridad.
In Christ.
En Cristo.
You have authority.
Usted tiene autoridad.
Any of you who have
cualquier
the Holy
usted,
Ghost,
usted tiene el Espíritu Santo,
you have
usted tiene
his, that authority placed
esa
upon you.
Autoridad puesta sobre usted.
No, you're not reigning on the earth now. That's
no, usted
future.
No está reinando en la tierra ahora.
That's the millennium.
Ese es el milenio.
You shall reign on the
usted
earth.
Usted reinará en la tierra.
But we are now
pero ahorita
kings
somos
and priests.
Reyes y sacerdotes.
So we no longer have a religious class of people.
No tenemos más clases religiosas.
To mediate the blessings of God upon us.
Mediar las bendiciones de Dios sobre nosotros.
We receive salvation
hemos
directly.
Salvación directamente
through Jesus Christ.
A través de Jesucristo.
We receive an understanding of the truth.
Un entendimiento de la verdad.
Directly by the word of God.
Por la palabra de Dios.
And the revelation of the Holy Spirit.
Y la revelación del Espíritu Santo.
There is a fivefold ministry. We understand
hay un quíntuple ministerio. Eso lo entendemos.
But we understand it in a very different way.
Pero lo entendemos de una manera muy diferente.
Than an Old Testament priesthood.
Que el viejo sacerdocio. En el viejo testamento.
The fivefold ministry is not mediating salvation to the people.
El quinto ministerio no está mediando para la salvación para la gente.
They are vessels.
Son vasos.
To bring Christ directly
para
to
traer Cristo directamente
the
a la gente, a usted,
so that the person themselves has direct access.
Tengan acceso directo.
Amen. We'll get in more to that
llegaremos
in the body of Christ.
De eso, en el cuerpo de Cristo.
Ephesians 4:11 and 12.
Ephesians 4, 11.
And he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers.
Y el mismo constituyó unos apóstoles, otros profetas, otros evangelistas y otros pastores y maestros.
So if you recall these verses, Christ ascended on high,
Dios descendió
gave gifts unto men.
Y Dios le dio hacia los hombres.
And that's the next verse says he gave some apostles.
Y eso es el siguiente versículo. Él hizo unos apóstoles.
So these are, you could say these are Christ's ascension gifts.
Esto es, puede decir es el Cristo, los dones, la ascensión.
In the body.
En el cuerpo.
All right.
¿Está bien?
For what purpose?
Para nuestro, para,
verse 12.
Para un propósito.
For the perfecting of the saints.
A fin de perfeccionar a los santos.
All right. This word perfecting is not the same as the word
esta
you see it in other places.
Perfeccionar no es la misma que otro, que usted mira esta palabra en otros lugares.
In other places you see different derivations of the word teleos.
En otros lugares también esta palabra.
It means teleos. I don't have it there.
Teleos.
So teleos speaks of completion or finishing or perfection.
Perfección, de ser terminado.
This word is not that.
Esta palabra no es eso.
This word
esta
is
palabra perfeccionar.
Catartismos. Catartismos.
Es catartismos.
And it means the complete
decir,
furnishing.
La total terminó.
So it terminar. Speaks of
habla de
equipping.
Equipar.
It speaks
habla
of
de
when you have a when you have a military. And the military is issued in an M16
se le da un tipo de arma,
body armor, helmet,
protección,
everything that they need, right?
Sombrero de acero, todo lo que ellos necesitan.
So they're given the tools.
A ellos se les ha dado las herramientas.
For what?
¿Para qué?
To sit in the pew and
para
listen to the preacher
ahí,
and pay their tithe.
El asiento y escuchar al, aquí al pastor.
And be entertained.
¿Y ser entretenidos?
Is that what he? Is that what it says next in
eso es lo que
Ephesians 4:12?
En Ephesians 4:12.
So for the equipping or for the
para el
complete
para la total
dressing of the saints.
Vestidura de los santos.
For what?
¿Para qué?
The work of
la obra
the ministry.
Del ministerio.
So we entonces, often say,
muchas veces decimos,
so and so is a minister. Right?
This person is Salmo.
Yeah, this person is a minister.
Esta persona es un ministro.
And this person is, oh, I'm just a lay member.
Oh, y esta persona es, oh, tan solo soy un miembro de iglesia.
And Paul
y Pablo
says we are we're accounted to be ministers of Christ.
Somos llamados a ser
servants of Christ.
De Cristo, servos de Cristo.
But it's, this isn't something that's a dividing line between preachers and believers.
De, predicadores y creyentes.
Right. Even that statement is out of place.
Aún
preachers and believers.
Esa declaración está
what
fuera
are preachers
lugar.
Not believers?
Oh, que, predicadores y no creyentes.
So,
entonces,
we have those who are called to fivefold ministry.
Llamados para el quíntuple ministerio.
But they're not
pero ellos no
a separate class of ministry.
Están fuera de una
ministry really just means
ministerio.
Servant.
Ministerio realmente quiere decir siervo.
And so
y entonces,
the fivefold ministry here.
El quíntuple ministerio aquí.
Uh-huh. You dropped your voice.
Sorry,
brother.
It's sleeping.
Yeah.
Up higher, okay. How was that? That was.
So the fivefold ministry is
el quíntuple ministerio
sent for the
es enviado
equipping
para,
of the saints.
Para el equipamiento de los santos.
And what are the saints supposed to do?
Que los
for the work of the ministry.
Para la obra del ministerio.
So the
entonces,
saints.
Los santos.
Are called to ministry.
Son llamados para ministrar.
So the preaching of the word
la predicación de la palabra
is to equip believers
es para equipar creyentes
for their ministry.
Para su ministerio.
So we all
so todos,
every part of the body of
cada
Christ
parte del cuerpo de Cristo,
that has the baptism of the Holy Ghost
que tenga el bautismo del Espíritu Santo,
those are the ones in the body.
Esos son aquellos en el cuerpo.
For by one spirit we're all
porque
baptized
por un espíritu
into one
somos
body.
Todos un cuerpo.
Those are the ones
esos son los
that have a ministry.
Tienen el ministerio.
So each of you have
cada
a ministry.
Cada uno de ustedes tiene un ministerio.
Amen.
For what?
¿Para qué?
For the work of the ministry,
para la obra de la
for the edifying,
para la edificación,
or for the building up
para la edificación de,
of the body
del
of Christ.
Cuerpo de Cristo.
That doesn't just mean
eso no tan solo quiere decir
only the people in the church.
Solo la gente en la iglesia.
The building up of the body of Christ is both outreach, evangelism,
and encouraging one another.
And we're all, every person is called, that has the Holy Ghost,
que tiene el Espíritu Santo,
has received power
to
be a witness
para ser un testigo
of Jesus Christ.
De Jesucristo.
First Peter 2:5.
Primera de Pedro 2:5.
Ye also, as lively stones, are built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ.
Vosotros también, como piedras vivas, sed edificados como casa espiritual y sacerdote y santo para ofrecer sacrificios espirituales aceptables a Dios por medio de Jesucristo.
Amen. We're all a part of this holy priesthood.
En otras palabras, todos somos parte de este sacerdocio.
And each one of us is called.
Y cada uno de nosotros es llamado
to a ministry
administrar
of offering up spiritual sacrifices.
De ofrecer sacrificios espirituales.
Hebrews 13 verse 15.
Hebreos 13.
Hebrews 13 verse 15.
Versículo 15. 13:15.
By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually, that is, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name.
Así que ofrezcamos siempre a Dios por medio de él sacrificio de alabanza, es decir, fruto de labios que confiesan su nombre.
This isn't just
esto no es tan solo
memorizing and repeating some hymns or psalms or worship music.
O cantos o música de adoración.
This is the confession
esta es la confesión
of our life.
De nuestra vida.
My brother Jason Watkins has been preaching lately. I don't want to just say amen.
No tan solo quiero decir amén.
I want my life to be
an amen. Sea un amen.
Jesus is the amen.
Jesús es el amen.
I want my life to
yo
be an amen.
Mi vida que sea un amen.
To be an expression
sí,
of someone saying,
diciendo,
God's word is true.
La palabra de Dios es verdad.
And it's not just
y no es tan solo,
I come to church, raise my hand and worship.
Levanto, vengo a la iglesia, levanto mis manos.
It's being
es siendo,
an being a person whose life expresses
la,
worship
la cual
and devotion
vida expresa adoración y devoción a Cristo.
Amen. That is our sacrifice that we offer up.
Ese es nuestro sacrificio que ofrecemos.
Romans 12,
Romanos 12,
verses 1 and 2.
Versículos 1 y 2.
I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service.
Así que, hermanos, ruego por las misericordias de Dios que presentéis vuestros cuerpos en sacrificio vivo, santo, agradable a Dios, que es vuestro culto racional.
And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
No os conforméis a este siglo, sino transformaos por medio de la renovación de vuestro entendimiento, para que comprobéis cuál sea la buena voluntad de Dios y agradable y perfecta.
Jesus said, if you want to be
Jesús dice,
my disciple,
si tú quieres ser mi discípulo,
you have to take up your cross,
tienes que tomar tu cruz,
and follow
y seguirme.
I've said this probably a dozen times.
Yo dije
but
tal vez esto, tal vez docenas de veces.
In our modern culture, that
sort
of loses its meaning.
Como que pierde su significado.
Just picture yourself
nomás imagínese usted
as
mismo,
a first century person.
Como una persona del siglo primero.
Living under Roman occupation.
Viviendo bajo la ocupación romana.
And a common thing would be to walk down the road. And next to the road are people
está
nailed
ahí,
to crosses.
Camino, y ahí a un lado del camino había gente clavada en cruces.
Naked.
Desnudos.
It's a shameful thing.
Es una cosa, desagradable.
It's an extremely fearful
es extremadamente de temor.
Thing. It was meant to inflict terror on a society.
Para inyectar terror en una sociedad,
so,
temor.
Think of it in that context.
piénselo usted en este contexto, en un acto.
It's not a nice, lovely cross on the wall.
No es una bonita,
that's stained with a beautiful
cruz colgada en una pared.
And a beautiful wood grain.
Con una
don't think of
madera.
Think of a bloody,
piense usted una sangrienta
tree,
árbol,
un with
árbol
a man
con un hombre
nailed to it,
clavado en el
screaming
árbol,
in pain,
exclamando en dolor.
The words of Jesus weren't said in order to get a bigger crowd around him.
Las palabras de Cristo no fueron dichas como para tener una gran montón de.
It was said. This is the reality.
Dicho, esta es la realidad.
Of what it means to be a Christian.
De qué es lo que realmente significa ser un cristiano.
If you want to be my disciple.
Si tú quieres ser mi discípulo.
That's every Christian has to be. A disciple of Jesus Christ.
Tiene que ser un discípulo de Jesucristo.
No, call no man father. We have one father in God.
No le llamen a ningún hombre padre.
Call no man rabbi.
No le llamen a ningún
hombre. We have one rabbi.
Rabbi, porque ustedes solo tienen un rabbi. Jesucristo.
So we're his disciples.
So sus discípulos.
If you want to be,
si usted quiere ser,
here's what you have to do.
Aquí está lo que tiene usted que hacer.
Take up your cross.
Toma usted su cruz.
And follow me. Deny yourself.
Niégate tú mismo
and follow me.
Y sígueme.
And those of you that have the Holy Ghost,
de ustedes que tienen el Espíritu Santo,
you might sigh deeply and say, wow.
Ustedes tal vez digan dentro, profundamente dentro de ustedes,
but wow. You're ready to do it.
Pero estás listo para hacerlo.
That's what you're living.
Por eso lo que tú estás
I'm
viviendo.
Not living my own life.
No estoy viviendo mi propia vida.
I'm not choosing my own
no estoy escogiendo,
way.
No estoy escogiendo mi
when
propio
you're a disciple
camino.
Of Jesus Christ, you think you can choose your own way.
Cuando usted es discípulo de Jesucristo, usted
you think you
usted
can choose what you want to do.
Su propio camino. Usted escoge lo que se
if you're a priest, a holy priesthood,
un supremo sacerdote,
to offer your body as a living sacrifice,
ofrece su cuerpo como un sacrificio vivo,
are you living in a fantasy?
¿Está usted viviendo en una fantasía, acaso?
Your life is not up to you.
Su vida no
and
es.
And if your attitude is, I want to do what I want to do, my life is my own.
Su vida dice, yo quiero hacer lo que yo quiero hacer, mi
you
vida
don't
es mi propia
know
vida.
Jesus Christ.
Usted no conoce a Jesucristo.
Or at least your faith is such a baby level.
Usted está a un nivel muy
it
de,
has to
de
come
bebé,
up higher.
Que tiene que ir más alto.
We are not to no, live our own life.
No estamos para vivir nuestras propias vidas.
We're not to live our life for no, our own pleasure.
No tenemos que vivir nuestra propia vida para
we are to live our lives giving our bodies as a living
sacrifice. Vivo.
I don't get to live where I want to live.
Yo no llego a vivir lo que yo quiero vivir. No puedo.
I don't get to go where I want
no
to go.
No puedo ir a donde yo quiero
and
ir.
I delight
y yo me gozo.
In that. I wouldn't have it any other way.
Yo no podría aceptarlo de ninguna otra manera.
What other life would you want to live?
¿Qué otra vida usted quiere vivir?
Do you want to live a people are a mess.
La gente es un enredo.
Utter mess.
Es un enredo tremendo.
Why would you want to live like people
¿por qué
in the
quería
world?
Usted que quisiera vivir la, como la gente en el mundo?
A destroyed life.
Una vida de destructiva.
And even if it isn't destroyed.
Aún si no está destruida.
A life lacking peace.
Una vida
a life
no
full
tiene
of
paz,
fear.
Una vida llena de temor.
Why would you want to do that?
¿Por qué querría usted hacer eso?
There's only one life.
Solamente hay una vida.
But I want to live.
Pero quiero vivir.
That's the life of Christ.
Esa es la vida de Cristo.
There's only one person I want to follow.
Que yo quiero seguir.
There's only one voice
solamente
I want
una
to hear.
Voz que yo quiero escuchar
and that's in
y seguir.
Him.
Y esa
not
está
my
en
own
él.
Voice.
No mi propia voz.
I live in fear.
Yo vivo en temor.
Of listening to my own voice.
De escuchar mi
why? Because
voz.
I know it brings, it's pain. It means pain.
Porque es dolor. Significa dolor.
Why? Because I belong to him.
Porque yo le pertenezco a él.
And he's not going to let me go my own way.
Y él no me va a hacer
it isn't a matter of, I've got to figure out how to live this Christian life.
Tengo que figurar cómo vivir esta vida cristiana.
You don't have to figure out anything.
No tiene que figurar absolutamente
you just
nada.
Surrender yourself.
Usted tan solamente se
say, Lord, I am yours.
Le dice, Señor,
I'm
soy
your
tu,
disciple.
Yo soy tu discípulo.
You're my teacher.
Tú eres mi maestro.
I will follow you
yo te
wherever
seguiré a donde quiera.
You want me to go.
Tú quieres
to the ends
que yo
of the earth.
Hasta el final del mundo.
And unless...
Y al menos,
if you haven't said that,
si usted no ha dicho eso,
I wonder,
me pregunto,
are we living the Christian life?
¿Estamos viviendo la vida cristiana?
It wasn't like
no
there was one type of Christianity for the first century.
Del primer siglo,
and there's another one
y aquí hay otra,
for the 21st century.
Para el siglo 21.
Well, there's other versions,
hay
other Jesuses.
Hay otros.
There's other gospels.
Hay otros evangelios.
There's other spirits.
Hay otros espíritus.
But they're not the real one.
Pero no son el
verdadero.
They're false. Son falsos.
They're from the spirit of Satan.
Son del espíritu de
Satan. They take you to comfort and
le quitan su descanso, su
comfort, worldly happiness,
su felicidad,
but they don't take you to Christ.
Le dan a eso, pero no lo toman a usted a Cristo.
I love that statement. Only yo one life.
Amo esta declaración. Solo
will
una vida.
Soon be passed. No.
Keep going.
Only what's done for Christ will
solo
last.
Lo que es hecho por Cristo permanecerá.
Don't live your own life. Don't make your own choices.
Su propia vida, no viva su propia escogencia.
Don't go the way that you want to go.
No vaya de esa manera que usted quiere ir.
That's not being a Christian.
Eso no es ser
un cristiano. Don't be in a fantasy.
No esté en una fantasía. No viva una fantasía.
Don't sit on the fence.
No se siente.
If you're a priest,
si usted es un sacerdote,
you have an assignment.
Usted tiene una asignación.
You have a job to do.
Tiene un trabajo que hacer.
There's one body.
Hay un cuerpo.
And the manifestation of the Spirit is
la
given
manifestación del Espíritu es dado
to every believer
a cada creyente
for the common good.
Para el beneficio común.
You have a job assigned to
usted tiene
you.
Un trabajo asignado a usted.
Be in the place.
Esté en un lugar.
And do the thing that
y hacer la cosa que él quiere que usted haga.
What am I supposed to do?
¿Qué se supone que tengo que
don't
hacer?
Don't ask me.
No me pregunte.
You ask the Master.
Usted pregúntele al Maestro.
But I'm a housewife. Yeah.
Pero
I mean,
soy,
that's a pretty big deal.
Es una gran cosa. Yo me
you got a huge influence.
Usted tiene una gran influencia
over children.
Sobre los niños.
Over a husband.
Sobre su esposo.
Oh, no. I'm a man. I'm never influenced by my wife.
Yo nunca.
God designed you.
Dios lo diseñó a usted
in marriage
en
to be influenced by the
para
woman
ser influenciado
that
por la mujer
he joined you to.
La cual usted se unió a.
God designed a woman to be
Dios
an influencer.
Diseñó a la mujer para ser una persona de influencia.
So be that for the kingdom of God.
Entonces sea usted eso para el reino de Dios.
Be that for the kingdom of
sea
God.
Sea eso para el reino de Dios.
Be what God made you to be.
Sea
in the place that God wants you to be.
Usted lo hizo para en el lugar que Dios quiere.
You say I've prayed and asked that I haven't had an answer.
Oh, yo oro para tener esa respuesta.
Yeah, okay.
Está
so
bien. Entonces, ¿sí?
What's that have to do with anything?
¿Qué eso tiene que ver con cualquier cosa?
I've prayed
yo oro
what I'm supposed to do
lo que tengo
for years.
Que hacer por años.
Still don't have an answer.
Aún no tengo respuesta.
So I'm doing what I'm
so
he asked me to do.
Lo que él me ha pedido
and
que
I'll haga. Keep doing that
y me voy a mantener haciendo eso
until he asked me to do another thing.
Hasta que él me pregunte
and he knows how to talk to you and he knows how to deal with
usted,
you.
Y él sabe cómo lidiar con usted.
You just have to make yourself
solo tiene que
available
hacerse disponible
and be willing
y
to listen
dispuesto a escuchar
and change everything if
y
he asks
cambiar
you to change
usted
everything.
Tiene que cambiar todo.
What does that have to do with being a priest?
Ser un sacerdote.
I guess everything in
imagino
a sense.
Todo en sentido.
See, I'm getting all right. Hebrews 7.
Hebreos 7.
Verse 11 and 12.
11 y 12.
If therefore perfection were by the Levitical priesthood, for under it the people received the law, what further need was there that another priest should arise after the order of Melchizedek, and not be called after the order of Aaron?
Si pues la perfección fuera por el sacerdocio levítico, porque bajo él recibió pueblo la ley, ¿qué necesidad habría aún de que se levantase otro sacerdote según el orden de Melchizedek, y que no fuese llamado según el orden de Aarón?
For the priesthood being changed, there is made of necessity a change also of the law.
Porque cambiado el sacerdote, necesario es que haya también cambio de ley.
So, what was Melchizedek?
So, ¿qué era Melchizedek?
He was God on Morpha, right?
Él era Dios en Morphe, correcto?
But his title was
pero su título era
King
Rey
of Righteousness
de Justicia.
King of Peace
Rey de Paz.
And he was priest of the Most High God.
Y era el príncipe del
and there is to be
el supremo sacerdote, el Dios más alto.
A change of priesthood.
Cambio de sacerdocio.
Christ,
Cristo,
Jesus after comes
Jesús
after the order of
viene después del Melchizedek. Orden de Melchizedek.
We are by his blood
nosotros por su sangre
made to be kings and
hechos
priests.
Para ser reyes y sacerdotes.
A royal priesthood.
Un sacerdocio
so,
real.
Who is the high priest?
¿Quién es el
of this new covenant?
De este nuevo
Jesus
pacto.
Christ.
Jesucristo.
And it's the order of Melchizedek.
Y es el orden de
Melchizedek. So what order are we from?
So de qué orden nosotros somos?
Aaron?
Aaron?
No.
No.
A new order.
Un nuevo orden.
The Melchizedek priesthood.
El sacerdote
we come after him.
Regresamos a él.
We are a part of his
porque
life.
Parte de su vida.
And so we are after the order of Melchizedek,
del orden
which is
de Melchizedek,
a king,
el
kingly priesthood.
Del sacerdocio.
No, we are not mediators.
No, no somos
there's
mediadores.
Only one mediator.
Solo hay un mediador.
The high priest.
El sacerdote.
But we are
supremo.
Called
pero
to bring a word
a traer una palabra
of mediation.
De mediación.
A ministry
un
of
ministerio de
mediation.
Mediación.
Again, like I said before,
una
declaring the finished work
declarando
and pointing people to the high priest.
Y apuntando hacia el supremo sacerdote.
Musicians, if you'd come.
Músicos, si vienen.
Exodus 19, 5 and 6.
Éxodo 19, 5 y 6.
Now, therefore, if you obey my voice indeed and keep my covenant, then you shall be a peculiar treasure unto me above all people.
Ahora pues, si dieres oído a mi voz y guardares
for,
mi pacto,
for all the earth is mine.
Mi especial tesoro sobre todos los pueblos, porque mía es toda la tierra.
And you shall be unto me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. These are the words which thou shalt speak to the children of Israel.
Y vosotros me seréis un reino de sacerdotes y gente santa. Estas son las palabras que dirás a los hijos de Israel.
If you
si usted
will obey.
Obedecería.
They did not.
Ellos no.
Obey.
Obedecieron.
Since they did not obey.
Siendo que no obedecieron.
He had to bring in a better covenant.
Él tuvo que traer un mejor pacto,
built on better
edificado
promises,
en algo, mejores promesas,
with a different
con
order of priesthood,
un orden diferente de sacerdocio,
after the order of Melchizedek, a perfect high priest,
el orden de
a sinless virgin born perfect high priest,
nacido virgen perfecto,
to be himself the sacrifice
para ser
and
el
the
mismo
mediator.
Sacrificio y el mediador.
Then through
entonces,
his obedience,
a través de la obediencia de él,
he makes us
él nos hace
kings and priests.
Reyes y sacerdotes.
They couldn't become a kingdom of priests.
Ellos no podían llegar a ser
why?
Sacerdotes.
The whole Old Testament
reyes.
Tells you why.
Okay. El Viejo Testamento le dice a usted por qué.
Only in small portions and segments
en pequeñas
did they
porciones,
obey
him. En segmentos, ellos le obedecieron.
And then, even then,
y entonces,
deeply,
aún, muy profundamente,
imperfectly.
Imperfectamente.
So he had to come and say, okay,
decir,
I showed you,
bien,
you fail.
Mostré, ustedes fallaron.
You can't do it.
Ustedes no lo pueden hacer.
You can't obey.
Ustedes no pueden obedecer.
But I'm sending one that
pero
will obey.
Estoy enviando a alguien el cual sí puede obedecer.
And he will accomplish
y él logrará
this purpose of obedience.
Esta perfección de obediencia.
And then he will make you
y él hará a usted
that kingdom of
ese
priests.
Sacerdote de paz.
Amen.
Amen. Heavenly Father, we just come
Padre
to you, Lord.
Venimos a ti.
We're so thankful for your goodness.
Tan agradecido por tu bondad.
Your mercy, your grace, Lord.
Gracia y misericordia.
This is what you offer to us.
Esto es lo que tú nos has ofrecido a nosotros.
It's not some great complicated
no
thing that we
una gran cosa complicada
have to do.
Que tengamos que hacer.
We just come to you.
Tan solo venimos a ti.
Asking to be filled with the Holy Ghost,
ser llenos con el Espíritu
made
Santo,
into a new creation,
hecho hacia una
by that blood of Jesus Christ,
por la sangre de Jesucristo.
And then coming into that, you say,
y
here are all my promises.
Dices, aquí están todas mis promesas.
You're a king and a priest.
Tú eres un rey y sacerdote.
Thank you, Lord, for that.
Gracias, Señor, por eso.
We ask your blessing be
pedimos
upon your people.
Tu bendición sea sobre tu gente.
Bless them in their lives and bendícenos in their walk.
En sus vidas, en sus caminatas.
Help them to enter in
ayúdanos a entrar
to that ministry you have for them.
A ese ministerio que tú tienes para ellos.
We ask it in Jesus Christ's name.
Pedimos esto en el nombre de Jesucristo.
Amen. Let's stand up
amen.
And worship the Lord. Let's sing, there is none like you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
There is none like you. Thank you.
Just wondering if anybody needs prayer today.
Le pregunto si alguien necesita oración.
One of the verses you started out with was so beautiful in 1 Peter 2:9.
Primera de Pedro 2:9.
This is to everybody.
Es para todos.
You are a chosen generation.
Ustedes son un linaje escogido.
You are a royal priesthood.
Son sacerdote.
A holy nation.
Una nación santa.
Peculiar people.
Pueblo adquirido.
There's that dot with a circle around it. Surrounded by God.
Rodeados por Dios.
That you should show forth.
Usted mostrará.
There's a commandment to us.
Que ahí está ese cumplido para con nosotros.
The praises, or if
las
you
alabanzas.
Have a marginal note there.
Si usted tiene una nota marginal ahí.
The virtues, the strengths of Him.
Lo de Él.
Who called you out of darkness.
Que os llamó de las tinieblas.
Into His marvelous light.
Hacia su luz admirable.
See, that's something every one of us can do.
Es algo que todos
Let me show you. The strength of my Lord Jesus.
Déjenme mostrarte la fuerza de mi Señor
I was
Jesús.
In darkness.
Yo estaba en tinieblas.
He pulled me out.
Él me sacó de ahí.
He pulled me into His marvelous
y él me puso
light.
En su luz
and He can do the same for you.
Y él puede hacer lo mismo
That's
por
a
ti.
Message He says, go
Ese
forth with that.
Que dice, salga, lleve
Make
eso.
It known to everybody.
Déjenle saber a todos
to this day,
que a este día
Jesus breaks every fetter.
Que Jesucristo puede romper
every
cualquier
fetter.
Cadena.
He still delivers out of darkness.
Él todavía puede liberarlo de las tinieblas.
He still brings us into his
Él todavía nos trae hacia su luz.
Blessed be his name.
Bendito sea su nombre.
Thank you. Love you, Jerry.
Gracias.
Thank you so
Te amo,
much.
Jerry.
God bless
Gracias.
Your sisters back there. Nice
bendiga,
to see you.
Bendiga, hermanas.
Everybody good? Anybody need prayer today before we go?
We're here. Antes que nos vayamos?
Let him be the center of everything of your
Deja
life.
Que el centro de su vida.
There's one head. The Lord Jesus Christ
El Señor
over every one of us.
Sobre todos, cada uno
There is no other.
No hay ningún otro.
Men allow others.
Hombre permite otros.
But God wants
Pero Dios
to
quiere
be your head.
Ser la cabeza de usted.
Amen. Now, Ahora, just a real quick message to would you greet the brothers and sisters in yes. South America?
Yes, it's better. Ya, hermanos, Dios les bendiga. Aquí estamos recordándolos y los tenemos en oración y esperamos, si Dios quiere, a verlos pronto, que Dios rompa toda cadena en el nombre de Jesucristo.
Mis hermanos y hermanas,
my brothers and sisters,
in Córdoba, los amamos mucho.
We love you much.
Estamos orando para todos ahí.
For everybody there.
Este tiempo,
this time,
necesitaron fe solo.
You need only faith.
No fear.
No temor.
We must, in these trying times,
tenemos que en estos tiempos de prueba,
make sure we're only looking at the Word of God.
Asegurarnos que solamente estamos mirando la palabra de Dios.
When you look with your eyes,
cuando usted mira con sus ojos,
you will be covered with fear.
Usted será cubierto con temor.
I want you all here
Quiero que todos ustedes
to
aquí.
Keep in prayer our brothers and sisters there.
Mantengan en oración a los hermanos y hermanas ahí.
Very serious times for our brothers there.
Tiempos muy serios para nuestros hermanos allá.
Jesse, how much was a gallon of milk for us?
¿Cuánto cuesta un galón de leche allá, Jesse?
Yeah, it's just frightening. And
es de temor.
Brother Abel mentions that
Mi hermano Abel menciona eso.
He has to address fear among the people all the
Tiene
time.
Que hablar acerca del temor con la gente
Because
la mayoría de las veces porque ellos
there's very little work
muy poco trabajo
they're now in phase one
ellos ahorita se encuentran en la fase 1
a lot of people are dying around them
mucha gente muriendo alrededor
so
de ellos
they can't gather
so no se pueden reunir
and they can't find work
y no pueden encontrar trabajo
so like Turkey
de lo que estamos hablando
so
Entonces,
I want them all to know we're praying for them.
Quiero que todos ustedes sepan que estamos orando por ustedes.
Sister Miriam.
La hermana Miriam.
We're with you, sister.
Dios esté contigo, hermana.
Yeah. Well, the Lord is good.
Nuestro Señor es bueno.
I don't know what we will face.
No sé lo que enfrentaremos.
Only God does.
Solo Dios lo sabe.
But I want you to know.
Pero yo quiero que usted sepa.
He will see you through everything.
Él mira que usted pase sobre todo.
But you will come to a place.
Pero usted vendrá a un lugar.
Like Abraham did.
Como Abraham lo hizo.
Like Noah did.
Como Noah también
like
lo hizo.
Moses
como
did.
Moisés.
Like every great man of God.
Como cada gran hombre de Dios.
He will put you in a place on
Él lo
purpose.
Pondrá a usted en un lugar con un propósito.
Where you will
propósito,
have to deny every sense.
Donde usted va a tener que negar cada sentido.
And stand totally.
Y pararse totalmente.
Alone.
Solo
in the word of God.
En la palabra de Dios.
So you make sure that this word
asegúrese usted de que esta palabra
means everything to you.
Significa todo para usted.
And that you stake your eternal destination.
Y cuando usted mira su destino final.
And everything eterno, in this life on
y,
that.
Y todo de esa vida en esto.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you.
Dios les bendiga.
Let's sing another song. Stand with me, would you?
Cantar otro canto si se parara.
Let's sing again. We sing praises to your name because we do.
Amen.
Let's exalt the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Vamos a cantar en nombre del Señor Jesucristo. Serve a living God, Father. And God can be here today because we need you, Father, for present help. Thank you. Bless each and everyone here, Father. The people online too, Father. Thank you for everything. You keep us protected in your hands, Father.
Amen.
You are so great. You are the only one that can touch my heart like you do, Father.
Amen. Thank you.
Oh, God. You are the greatest of the greatest. You are the only thing that we need, Father. We don't need nothing else. I remember, Father, when I came out from that place and not knowing where I was going to go, Father. No job, no nothing. And my wife is obedient. And you provide, Father.
Amen.
You did provide that very same day.
Thank you, Jesus.
So grateful to you, Father.
Thank you, Jesus.
And you keep doing it, Father. I just ask that whatever need that
any of my brother or sister they have today, Father. Will you be kind and just grant it to them, Father?
Yes.
They want to know you just like Brother Branham know you, Father.
Amen.
Help us to be obedient to you.
Yes.
Let us see that don't be deceived, but the only real and living God that exists. Glory be to you forever and ever, Father. In that precious name, in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we ask, Father. Amen.
God bless you all.